Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I'm the lead pastor here at Reed's Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. Today's devotional is John 12, verse 8. John chapter 12, verse 8. Again, this is the Gospel of John. Not the books of John, this is the Gospel of John. John 12, verse 8. And there's a little bit of context here, so let's just go ahead and read that context, starting in John 12, verse 1. And it reads, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not the ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he had said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bear witness what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." So that's our devotion for the day. John 12, verse 8. "For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." Of course, he's speaking here because he knows that his death is coming, which the disciples were never too keen to understand, but he knew, which is why he said, "Leave her alone. This is for my burial." Obviously, Lazarus was stealing from the bag. He didn't even care about the poor. He just knew that it was worth a lot of money, and he could take some of that money if they could have sold that. A lot of people will say, well, why spend the money on things, this or that? Why don't we just give that to the poor, right? I think the point here is that if you're spending it in faith, that it's all about the name of Jesus. As long as what you're doing, you're pouring it out to Jesus selflessly, right? Obviously, for the woman, she could have sold this and did anything with it, right? But she decided to pour out this most valuable perfume on Jesus. And I think it's really just imagery for giving your most valuable possessions and pouring them out on Jesus, right? That's the idea of this passage. We will always have the poor with us, and Jesus instructs us to take care of the poor, especially the orphans and the widows. That's just part of being a Christian. If you're not involved in doing that, I would advise you to do that. But Jesus reminds us we always have the poor with us. Him, especially at this time, he was in the flesh on earth. He knew he was about to be taken away and seated at the right hand of the Father. So he thought it was very, very good for Mary to do this for him. Sacrificial, so to speak, for his ultimate sacrifice. And so don't let anybody tell you not to spend things on this or that. If you know God has led you to, obviously, this was a divine thing going on here. it wasn't just Mary wasting perfume. Jesus associated it with a divine moment that she was preparing him for burial. And so this is totally in the will of God, part of the process. So if you're feeling the Lord calling you and leading you to give here or give there, whatever it is, as long as you're pouring it out on Him for His name's sake, don't let other people try to say, well, you should have gave that to the poor. That's always the thief's excuse, right? Now, I will note that this should not be used to receive more tithe for the church or this or that, right? We don't need to give anything to the poor. We need to keep it all for ourselves. I don't think that is accurate, and I don't think that's biblical. So that's not what's going on here, though. It was a divine moment for Mary to do the will of God, and she was obedient. She was pouring this out, and she probably didn't know either that she was actually doing this for His burial. So if the Lord leads you to pour out whatever you have, submit to that today. Pour it all out for Jesus, and don't worry about the naysayers. So God bless you. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, and we will see y'all tomorrow.